Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brugge for a passed ball. Evans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Welch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Welch. Gardner moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to third. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Sewell scores. McInnes moves to third. Wood moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a pop-up towards second. Stevenson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Welch moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to third. Brugge moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison bunts in front of the plate. Brugge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnston takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Johnston moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rubiar is on now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brugge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brugge moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Brugge moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Rubiar is on. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Young takes first base on ball 4. Brugge scores. Galloway moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields it and throws to second for the out. Galloway scores. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Sewell moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Brugge to Galloway covering second. The throw back to home, and Sewell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Miller reaches second base with a double. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball towards left. Walker catches it and throws to home to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes strikes out. One out. Jim Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Gardner moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards center. Miller fields it and throws to home to get. Safe. There's the throw to second to catch Wood. He's out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhel. The throw from Bruggy and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bruggy hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jim Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wood hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bruggy for a passed ball. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McInnes moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McInnes tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.